Watch it first.
We just watched it last night. Okay. Welcome to the Futile Podcast.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Talk about Shawshank.
You want to start the story?
Ian's Futile Podcast.
Ian Strope.
Ian Strope heads this podcast. IanStrope.com.
He's on a top secret.
FutileTitle.podcast.com.
GrantSeed.com/FutileTitle.
Google image search for Ian Strope.
Image search. Yeah, you'll find pictures.
Now, if you found this podcast, you ought to be able to find the other ones. Let's put it that way. And then there's a link for the email.
You're right. No one's going to listen to this. I always feel like saying a bunch of stuff that like after he
somebody
after
might
he posts it,
somebody
be like,
might.
Wait a minute! But I always forget that he's going to edit this.
He so, does.
Yeah,
he
I couldn't does. Say anything really terrible about
he
it.
He made me start saying hateful things.
Does he edit a lot out of it that you say?
You know, he generally keeps in. Like I'm always, I try to push the envelope and say something I'm going to think he cuts out, and then
so
he usually
damn
leaves it in. Like, oh yeah, I'll show you. I'll leave in that thing about me being impotent or a virgin or whatever. We'll see if he keeps that in. You have anything to add to that?
No.
Okay.
So, Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, so neither, you know, here's the thing. So, I'd seen bits and pieces of it on TV. He'd never seen it.
I had seen bits and pieces.
Also? Yeah.
Please tell me you saw it unedited.
Oh, we watched it unedited last night.
Is he on Superstation?
No, I Netflixed it straight to my Xbox 360 and
technology.
Technology did it for me. Yeah. The magic of technology.
So, you didn't really earn your treat then, did you? Lip, huh?
I earned my treat by doing that.
So really, first thing I want to point out was I enjoyed the movie a lot better than the novella, and which
so you,
doesn't happen
so
very
read,
often.
Do you read a lot of King?
I've read other
everything.
Than like the the Dark Tower series. I've read almost everything.
Other than those,
I've been.
Love those.
I know
love
I've heard those, that, it's, yeah. And it's kind of a different direction for him. And I'll get to it one of these days. Okay.
yeah, how long is the, I thought it was just a short story, is that, am I wrong?
No, it's a novella, it's like,
Rita Hayworth and
I think it's
Josh
probably
Shane
around 100-120 okay. pages.
And Green Mile is also a novella, not an actual full length book.
No, I believe Green Mile was...
That was, I could have swore that was like a
I think that was written
also.
Basically directly for the screen.
I could have sworn he published that.
He did.
Ian, look it up. Interject, Ian. Ian will edit some, edit an interjection and drop it in there.
The Green Mile was originally published as a 6-volume serial novel. It was eventually collected into one hardcover novel in 2000.
Thank you.
You should call him so you can look at that one.
Well,
so you like
the
better,
novella
you like
was,
it better than the TV
came out of
Tommy
different
Knockers?
Seasons. I didn't see that.
With
I'm generally disappointed.
Show.
You know what's funny, though? Stephen King, well, Misery. Misery was
Misery's
definitely,
good, yeah.
Misery was good. I enjoyed that movie more in the book, too.
Is it Desperation?
No, I didn't. I read the book, though. It was,
What do you think of The Shining?
Oh,
Because it's not... It's
Kubrick?
Not a, the Kubrick one is not... It's not a good adaptation of his book, but a lot of people say it's better than his book.
Oh, his book.
I love the movie.
The book was a lot better, in my opinion. Right. But the movie had its moments. Yeah. I mean, it honestly had its moments. I guess the best way to sum that up is I remember Stephen King writing in one of... I think maybe it was his book on writing...
Okay,
and
okay.
He's talking about Kubrick.
Is that the Tommy Knockers?
No. No, it was...
Langoliers?
Langoliers was... You're getting me all mixed up here. Langoliers was another...
He titles his
I believe that was actually... That was another novella. It wasn't
okay.
A short story.
So everything they made movies out of. Maximum Overdrive.
That wasn't a book. That he actually
that
wrote that for the screen.
The one where trucks come alive.
Yeah. And the one with the
that was
the
a fun.
DNL
Emilio Estevez,
set.
Pat
yeah.
Engel. I mean, fucking
that. Pat Engel was awesome.
But goddamn, what was I going to say?
Something,
oh, I was going to say
about
that
Tommy Knockers.
Fuck. And Tommy Knockers.
That was Tommy Knockers.
No,
not in that.
I want to see this.
Which
Tommy
is the
Knockers.
One where like things are biting away at space and time? Is that Langoliers?
That's Langoliers.
Okay.
That's space and time itself.
Yeah, space and time itself.
I'm trying to remember
which
one. Was Tommy Knockers the one about aliens?
There's got to be some aliens if it's called Tommy Knockers. That sounds a totally.
Yeah,
like
I think the Tommy Knockers. I read that. That was
like
a decent
what's
book.
What's Tommy Knockers about?
It was about
like
the aliens.
Aliens. Yeah.
Right,
aliens.
Right. That was a decent book.
Look up when the movie was made.
That was a decent book.
It was a
but no, I was just going to point out that a number of his short stories actually made decent film adaptations. Like
and
the body. I didn't...
The Mist is a short story
oh,
of his,
God,
right?
That...
Gonna,
what the fuck is with that?
You're going to need that.
I didn't even see it. I didn't even see it. But
and
I,
don't.
I
and
heard
don't.
That the movie ending is better than the book ending, is what they say. No?
Does it bookend
the book? Haven't there been
it bookends it.
Why do you fuck with me like this?
No, that's you're talking about the John Carpenter mist.
That was the fog.
The fog.
Okay, what the hell?
Yeah. What?
They're both
the foggy knockers.
No, they're two completely things. You have dead lepers, and you have like atomic creatures from another dimension. It's two different things.
Who'd win in a fight between the fog and the mist, though?
And I have probably seen the mist. There's aliens. Shit about either of the movies.
Have you seen the fog?
No.
Have you seen Tommy Knockers?
The fog and the mist are the same movie.
You see the remake?
No, I haven't.
Oh, the remake is really bad of the fog.
With the
or the mist.
There's a remake of the mist already.
I have no desire to see anything about fog.
Smallville
guys.
Yeah, the Smallville. Smallville guy. Yeah. Same thing. Okay. So Shawshank Redemption. Ian's got a call.
What about it? What about the Tommyknockers? You sure you don't just want to talk about the Tommyknockers?
I haven't seen it. I just wish I had.
I haven't either. Why would that stop us from talking about it?
I guess not. Yeah. So in the Shawshank Redemption. In the Shawshank Redemption, well, you had seen the Green Mile right before,
right?
And you were noting
I didn't see it unedited though, right. So I don't want
to. Yeah,
because you guys like to watch movies about men in prison.
I generally do.
I can understand.
It was on FX. So.
Yeah.
We got all three, huh?
Yeah, we got.
I've always wanted to see both of those movies, so it's just like
it was. You got to knock them out back to back.
What ones?
The Green Mile.
Maybe I was just talking about
Tommyknockers.
I thought you were talking about Langoliers for a minute there.
We were, for a second.
Oh my god.
It was a tangent.
So,
most of that stuff, that guy writes is shit. That's just all. We all get that, right?
Don't say it to Mark. We'll freak out.
Yeah, Mark that's just okay. Said that he read everything.
I mean, you know, it's hard for him. He's prolific, but, you know.
What do you think of Shawshank?
I liked it. I didn't see Green Mile. I kind of don't care.
Well, you know, Green Mile was...
They're both really different movies, because Green Mile was more sad and somber.
It has a mystic element to it, yeah. Shawshank.
The only time I ever had any conversation about the Green Mile was when there was this girl in this history class when I was a freshman in college.
Right.
That was really cute that I would actually like talk to a little and listen to the crap she was... she didn't work out.
Where? What?
Never works out.
What happened?
I'm looking for paper plates.
Maybe if you watched Green Mile, it would have worked out.
Nah, it wouldn't have worked out.
So the Shawshank Redemption is...
Mark's not even here anymore. He's listening.
I don't care about Mark.
No. Paper plates? Buttload of them in there.
Yeah.
Really? On the side? To your right?
He got really pissed about
it. Oh,
yes. He was just confused. We successfully confused him with all our... They were Tommyknockers.
They come in here and shoot us.
Yeah. He's packing.
You're doing so much editing on this podcast.
Yeah, you're going to be editing a lot.
You're going to have to do get 3 seconds.
Let's just really quickly hammer out this Shawshank.
It's got Sean Penn, right?
Should we go get...
Yeah, but that was crazy. Forever,
Sean Penn in what? Tommyknockers?
He was in something, wasn't he?
In a Stephen King one?
He's been in movies, hasn't he?
He was in the Stephen King... What was it? Was it like Mystic River or something?
It's not Stephen King. That's the guy who wrote Gone Baby Gone.
Yeah. Is that stuff they wanted?
Are you guys still talking?
Yes. Yeah. Whispering.
You brought beer. Oh,
nice.
Whisper
this is Tracy.
Tracy? Yeah. Tracy, everyone.
Hello. 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 Hey, Zach, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good.
I like how we haven't talked at all about it.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't.
That's totally not a 32.
That'll work. Blaine doesn't need that much beer anymore.
Yes, for 32.
Yeah.
I'll throw a lot of beer at that.
No.
No, I'll drink. The biggest one's in here. The biggest.
Nice,
yeah, you can start.
Cool, Kristen.
Do you think you should have talked
about it? Yeah. Do you want to actually talk about this movie? No?
I think I said all I need to say about Secret Wars. Great movie.